Greetings. We present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Nicholas Cooper
and Drew Jaycee. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive fusion and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Thank you.
Welcome, good centuries. Oh, I think we're so tired from this weekend especially, doing all of our efforts to help out CFRU in their 2018 funding drive. It's officially come to an end, kind of. You can all you listeners can always donate to the station at any time online. And actually, for us here at SMK, we are still have lots of SMK special prize giveaways that I feel we should keep on, have that ongoing. All the tracks that we played by artists in the last couple of weeks, and as well as we had our special on-location broadcast at 10C Shared Space in downtown Guelph this Saturday morning, which has goes with us being a little tired today. If you were interested in any of those prizes, I think for now we still have to organize what exactly we'll be doing. But if you go onto SMK's Facebook and Twitter pages at SMK Radio Program, message us, and if you're interested in any giveaways for downloading, donations to the station, we will happily help you with that. So we started for this show, this observational session, we needed to take a break from, although they are all good bands that we played, we need some new musical energy and blood running through the scope this week. So actually, for this show, Drew and I have split the curation duty half and half, 50-50.
I am so privileged to have been able to contribute.
Yeah, like, I guess, well, because you're new to this, Drew, it's a lot of learning, and I've been doing this for over 2 years now, and it's like, in the way that I have operated the show is having all the songs and works chosen in advance, so.
And now we both get to kind of bounce ideas off of each other and, you know, get each other into different types of music and stuff, hopefully, and expand our tastes.
Yeah, and see how similar or different we are for that. But I think we're pretty much on top of liking each other's choices of music, I believe.
I'd say so.
Yeah. So what did you think of our first piece, Drew?
Yeah, that was Edelweiss. From Pictures of the Sun, or rather Pictures of the Sun was the song from the Hook EP. That was 2018, self-released on Bandcamp.
That's a post-rock music project from Montreal. They've recently got into releasing new music after, I think, a year or two. They have three EPs that they just released throughout the fall. There's the latest was the Hook. The first one was Skull, I think, from just the tail end of summer, and then in between we have Jaw, and all of those are available on Bandcamp, and I believe they are free to download. So if you like that kind of, actually I've described them as post prog rock, because they have strong influences in both of these rock subgenres. Mm-hmm. And actually, before moving on with our show, as CFRU has done their funding drive, one of the SMK's syndicate radio stations is also doing a funding drive as well, which without their interest in the our show, we wouldn't be able to be syndicating across Canada. So this is For CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo, British Columbia. They are having their own fall funding drive from November. They started November 19th and goes on to December 7th. One of their main goals, which I think we here at CFRU are, we've been doing it for a long time, but like some stations aren't that privileged to have it. They want to hire a podcasting coordinator so that their shows can be listened to online at a later date. So CHLY has been asking for listeners to support with sustaining monthly donors or one-time donors to raise to a certain amount. I've read that they want to at least reach $550 per month to be able to hire their podcasting coordinator. And also they, as CFRU has done, they have various prize packages. So the best way, if you are really strong about community radio across our country, you can go to chly.ca/donate to be able to help out our fellow radio syndicate radio station. Now, okay, let's move on now. This is Drew's first pick that
Up next, also from Montreal, we have Not a Comet with their song Goonglang from their album Embankments that was released in 2015 on Bandcamp. And we have to advise you that they do drop an F-bomb. So we've got an explicit content warning for this. Just once at the beginning, but we're going to do a little on-the-fly editing for those of you with more tender ears.
Yeah, we're going to see if... I'm at the main board right now. I'm going to see if we can do a quick slide up and down when that occurs. But if it does come up... listener discretion is advised.
Nick's surgical with this board, so I wouldn't worry too much.
And also, I do want to mention, because the album Embankments, we have it here at CFRU. Mm-hmm. They describe, as part of the the one sheet description, they had Nota Comet has been described as kraut rock inspired, yet Zappa-esque. And angular, jagged, and weird. I think that's a perfect fit for the show.
I like those adjectives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so here is Goonglang by Nota Comet.
Thank you.
That was Guitar PK, the solo music project by Paul Kent, which I have known from as the UK half of the American UK duo Clobha Kent, which I've played once on the SMK previously before Drew joined us here. We heard Corair off his solo EP release, Closing Credits, released during the summer, I believe, this year, on his own record label, GPK Records. Over the weekend, through all the busyness of our many activities, another concert that I was able to go to was, for the second time this year, I got to see Stephen Wilson with my dad this time at Hamilton's The Studio venue.
I heard it was a little more intimate than your last time? Your last...
I saw him in April, I believe, in Toronto at the Danforth Music Hall. I had gotten tickets in the venue, sorry, the balcony part, so it was kind of a distance away, and I was able to see Stephen Wilson with Diego, the guitarist for Toronto Prog's Archipelago. Yeah, but my dad was, I guess, kind of jealous, so he wanted to see him as well. So, and then my dad felt more comfortable seeing him in Hamilton to drive there. I guess he's not a fan of commuting.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people aren't, and I don't blame them.
And I guess that was the first time I was downtown Hamilton. It's actually quite confusing with there's lots of one-way roads, so I can see how it can be confusing to get down there. But we made it, and Stephen Wilson, was as great as ever. So I wanted to play, or actually I should mention that Stephen Wilson will be performing tonight in Toronto due to he was supposed to play on last Thursday, but there was a water main break in front of the Phoenix Music Hall.
Yikes.
So he had to move it to the Opera House today. So if you do good sentries in Toronto or surrounding areas in the GTA, I highly suggest you go see him. It's always the treat and a spectacular experience. So right now we're going to be listening to one of the pieces that he played during both concerts, and I like it a lot. It goes back to his days as Porcupine Tree. We'll be listening to Heart Attack in a Lay-By from the very popular album In Absentia from 2002. Porcupine Tree and Heart Attack in a Lay-By.
Just put a tape on. This is Martin Ferguson of Edelweiss, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Down.
to Human Misery by I Am the Morning, a Russian prog duo, Gleb Kalyedin and Marana Semkina, with their newest live in studio album, Ocean Sounds, released recently on K-Scope. Yeah, this album, Ocean Sounds, is a collection of their past album tracks that they've done in the beautiful landscape of Ocean Sounds studio, all the way in secluded up in Norway.
Mm-hmm. Some of the album artwork has some imagery of the space they recorded in. It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's real pretty.
Mm-hmm. Especially the artwork as well, like reminisce or going back to some of the covers of their past studio albums. And also we have a Canadian connection to this album. I Am the Morning had a sound engineer, Vlad Avi. That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah, it could be Avi.
Avi.
Avy.
Yeah, sound engineer, or Canadian sound engineer. Hopefully, or it's not trying to get some Canadian content in there, mm-hmm. but they, yeah.
For all those CanConners out there.
Yeah, or it's actually like a kind of, sorry, I lost track.
It happens.
Yeah, well, it isn't really considered CanCon, but we always like to find those little drops in there.
Yeah.
From across the world.
We actually have a special birthday today, too, do we not?
Oh, yes, we do. And actually, it was a surprise to find out that because of choosing the track I didn't realize before. So we're going to do a triple song observational set, starting off with Fifth Species, the North Carolina prog rock band, and their bassist, vocalist, and for this track in particular, clarinetist, Kristen. It's her birthday today. So what a coincidence. Happy birthday, Kristen.
Yes, happy birthday.
We'll be playing Disparity from their Fifth Species' newest debut album, Life in the Punchline, self-released and available on Bandcamp. Kristen plays clarinet at the beginning of this piece, which, as a clarinet player myself, I really liked hearing her play that. And then the second piece is a little shorter. It includes a collaboration between a longtime we've played them a lot on the show before, the Purveyors of Free Will from Victoria, BC. They've joined up with another project called General Gruff to release the newest album on the Baffled Octopi Records called General Perv. That's the album title. So we'll be playing in the middle of that set, Filthy Shreds of Forgotten Thought.
The words that move to undermine. to shallow.
Holy freaking moly. That was Animals as Leaders with Cylindrical Sea from their 2011 album, Weightless. Mind-blowing.
Yes, definitely. Actually, I've listened to this album before, and this track, I've been wanting to play on the show, but it's just escaped my mind since I listened to them. So thank you for choosing that, Drew.
Absolutely. That album, when it first came out, I remember first hearing about it in like spring of 2011. I was getting into, you know, trick biking kind of stuff. So I was out biking almost every day for a couple of hours, and I would just constantly have that album on repeat. Was just hooked on it. Tosin Abasi and Javier Reeves are just, you know, monster guitar players.
Yeah, that intro was really out there as well. Is that, I think they were doing, were they doing reverse?
They were doing reverse.
Yes. Yep. I'm starting to learn my effects.
Yeah.
I guess finishing off the hour, we have another Drew pick.
Mm-hmm. Might I also mention before we move on to that,
yep.
Animals as Leaders, for anyone who hasn't heard of them, it's just a three-piece band. Two guitar players and a drummer who is also just a beast. I forget his name. It's Matt something, I believe.
We have the album here. I'm trying to. Oh,
I should know this.
Isn't it
Mark something? Mark Matt?
No. Or who are the two guitarists?
Tosin Abasi, Javier Reeves.
There's Naveen Kap. Oh, Kapir this?
Maybe someone else did the drums for this one.
I'm not too up to date on Animals as Leaders. I still have to listen to their newest album. I think they released in 2016.
Yeah, The Joy of Motion. Or are you speaking of The Madness of Many?
Yeah, that
yes.
one.
Yeah, that was after Joy of Motion. Yeah, it looks like on Weightless they didn't have their current drummer. That's my mistake. But yeah, just a three-piece, 2 8-string guitars and drums, and they still have that setup to this day.
Yeah, they sound amazing.
Mm-hmm. But yes, up next we've got again one of my favorite groups, Grizzly Bear.
Yeah, they must be a really influential band on you for having chosen them again so soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially over the last few years, I've really delved into them deeper. Again, back in 2011, 2010, I first heard of them with their single 2 Weeks from Vegetemist. And I believe that was on a phone commercial for someone.
Oh.
They used that song as a background, but they are more than a commercial.
Yes, definitely.
Commercial type band. But yeah, off of their 2012 album, Shields, we're going to be playing Yet Again. And I've got a little...
One sheet.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, a little...
Yeah, Drew still needs to get up on his radio terminology.
Yeah. So I've got what you folks call a one sheet. I've just learned that. And a little review from Pitchfork, just a little blurb. Quote, with Yet Again, that's the title track, Grizzly Bear suggests an arena-sized side of their ever-expanding sonic arsenal. And I think that's well put because... You'll see their music is as eloquently written as that little blurb there from Pitchfork. So,
and you'll find out about how accurate that is in a few seconds now.
Mm-hmm. Fronting the band with his beautiful dulcet tones is Ed Droste. But yes, so right now we'll play Yet Again from Grizzly Bear. We'll be right back.
surprise.